Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hurry into Menards and save big money. Stock up on water softener Salt for softer skin and cleaner clothes. Diamond Crystal is the perfect choice of salt to minimize water softener tank residue. It helps your soaps and detergents clean better while increasing the life of your appliances and plumbing. Save big on Diamond Crystal products at Menards. And don't forget to check out the flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
Hi there, welcome along to another bite-sized episode of the High Performance Podcast. Just a few minutes of your day, just to give you a boost, just to lift you up, just to make you feel good. And let me, before we get going, remind you that on Monday, Series 5 of the High Performance Podcast returns. We're very excited. We've got some amazing guests lined up for you. So from Monday, we are back. We can't wait. But for now, it's time for our bite-sized episode from the High Performance Podcast.
Look at the situation that we're in as a world at the moment where, bad things are happening every single day to people, but so are good things. And I think it's a mindset. I think it's how you look at resilience. It's how you look at fights that, and that sense of, for me, resilience means don't quit. Resilience is, sometimes we move forward in situations and we walk towards our goal. And sometimes you just have to hold your ground. Resilience isn't always about moving forward and being successful. And I think when I look back at my life, I wouldn't change a thing. Isn't that weird? I really wouldn't change a thing because I think I am the person I am today because of all those steps. I might change some of the things I've said to people because I'm quite impulsive, but I wouldn't change my life in it, not even the cancer chapter. And I know that sounds a very strange thing to say, but I learned so much about myself. I learned about life. I learned about love. And I learned about the things I didn't want in my life.
I think, Damien, this whole episode, and I really want people to understand this, brings me back to the feeling that just because something is difficult for you, it doesn't mean it's bad for you. We have to separate those two out, don't we?
Yeah, and get away from using terms like that, good or bad, and just see it as, is this helpful or unhelpful at the moment? And pretty much every situation, when we're exposed to it, we can find something of value that can help us within it.
What's the trick, though, to people that are listening to this and they just struggle to find the positive? Like, are there tricks that we can employ?
Yeah, there's a really powerful trick known as solution-focused therapy. It's an idea that was originated in the 1970s and it's commonly used in sort of marriage guidance counselling, Jake. So the first question that people would traditionally ask somebody that came for help is, what's the problem? And what solution-focused therapy says is, don't ask that question first. First of all, ask people what they call the miracle question. What do you want? What would a perfect solution look like for you if things went well? And then once you've identified what you want, you then say, so where are you at the moment? And they follow it up with what's known as the exception question. So if you can imagine a scale out of 1 to 10 and the miracle is 10, and they say, what score would you give yourself today? And if you scored yourself as a 2, the first question then is, why are you 2? What evidence have you got that's got you to 2? So it's not a complete disaster. What's going well? And the idea behind it is that once you've identified solutions, you can then start to build on that. It's almost like a scaffolding effect. Then you say, how do I get to 3 tomorrow? And that's a really nice way of getting people into that mindset of starting to look for the positives as opposed to just focusing on the negatives in any situation.
A few years ago, I read a book that recommended as soon as you have a negative thought process, replace it not just with a positive thought, but with 5 positive thoughts. So you eventually get to the point where you're so conditioned not to be a negative thinker. I think that's a really sort of powerful tool that would certainly work for me, and I'd recommend it for anyone listening to this just to give it a go and see whether it impacts them. I think the other thing that we must really talk about, Damien, that I know we'll be quick because it's a bite-sized episode. Everyone listening to this needs to understand that every element of their life at some point will feel like a failure. Their marriage, their parenting abilities, their businesses they're involved with. Whatever it is, we all have that moment. And that's the moment where we need the resilience more than ever. We need to push through, because on the other side of that is the good stuff.
Yep. It's referred to in psychological literature as Cantor's Law, and it's named after a lady called Rosbeth Moss Cantor, who says in the middle of any project, it will always look and feel like a failure. There'll be a period where you get too far in to go back, but you're not far enough to get to the end. And that's where despondency and your morale starts to decline and you start to doubt yourself. And I think what Joe articulated in this bite-sized episode is they're the moments that you almost need to just hold on, just get through them. Because once you get through them, you'll get to the progress. And that's where you start to see change really start to happen.
So there you go. Start by asking yourself in any given situation, what do I want to happen here? Replace any negative thoughts with positive ones. And finally, understand that there will be a moment in every situation, possibly even in every day, where things feel hopeless and like you're a bit lost and you're a bit confused, and that is the time to push through. If you haven't heard the full episode from Joe Malone, please, it is one of the most moving episodes that Damien and I have recorded in the four series of the High Performance Podcast that we've done. Please find it, have a listen. I promise you'll get loads from it. And Damien, we're excited. On Monday, Series 5 is back, and we start with Christian Horner, the Formula 1 team boss from Red Bull.
It was such an amazing conversation, Jake, and I think it's a perfect one to kickstart a really exciting, diverse range of interviews that we've got lined up in Series 5.
Wonderful. You can't keep a good professor down. Thanks a lot, Damien.
Thanks, Jake. Loving it.
Thanks as well to Finn Ryan from Rethink Audio for his hard work, to Will, to Hannah, to Damien, of course, but most of all to you at home for being such great supporters of the High Performance Podcast. Without you, we wouldn't be doing what we're doing. So thanks very much, and we'll see you soon. Yeah.